This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels once again, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Mental Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting once again with Dr. Daniel Trussell, who has dedicated his career to helping people confront and overcome mental health problems. He is the CEO of Webstar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish, A Guide to Optimal Family Functioning and Well-Being. He has taught workshops on how to overcome the holiday blues for over 25 years. And speaking of holiday blues, Dr. Trussell is here to speak to us about just that. Welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me back, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. So tell us, what are the symptoms of holiday blues?
Well, symptoms of holiday blues oftentimes include frequent headaches, lots of insomnia, either sleeping or hypersomnia, sleeping too much or too little, not feeling like you can get out of bed. Changes in appetite are frequently associated with holiday blues, anxiety and agitation, being on edge a lot. Feelings of guilt come up for many people during the holiday season. Lots of muddled thinking, just not thinking clearly, forgetting little things and not making appointments and just really not being real connected to day-to-day experience. There's also a lot of decreased interest in sex, food, work, friends, hobbies, and even entertaining, although you may enjoy entertaining during other times of the year.
Tell me, are the holiday blues a sign of clinical depression, or are the holiday blues different from depression altogether?
Well, I'm really glad that you asked that, Eric, because they may seem similar, but they really are different. For example, both depression and holiday blues include or share in common themes of sadness and fatigue and stress, general unhappiness about life, irritability, things get on your nerves easier. But the holiday blues are different from clinical depression because holiday blues are very short-lived. They are oftentimes triggered by merriment around you, others having a good time, and you not feeling connected to that. They may be triggered by remembrances of past losses, triggered by guilt, unresolved conflict, grudges you may have held against others or others are holding against you. And one of the chief different characteristics between depression and holiday blues is that once the holiday's over, things seem to just get back into a routine for you. Depression, on the other hand, you're feeling sad and hopeless just about every day, most days of the week, whereas in the holiday blues, there seem to be waves of sadness that come over you. In depression, symptoms are generalized and not triggered to any specific thoughts or recollection, and clinical depression really interferes with your ability to function and focus on daily activities. Some researchers actually think the holiday blues is a manifestation of something called seasonal affective disorder, which is due to lack of light, occurs the same time every year. But that, again, is a little different from clinical depression because it's best treated with light therapy rather than medication.
What would you say is the main contributor?
Well, you know, that's a hard question because there are really three different categories that contribute to the holiday blues. There are psychological, physical, and financial strains and stresses that cause holiday blues. Some of the psychological indicators are like remembering lost loved ones or past holidays with loved ones, and as a result, feeling alone and isolated because you can no longer share joy with those people. Family conflict is a psychological condition for holiday blues, like maybe the drunk uncle or the aunt that's just so contrary that you can't stand being in the same room with her. Psychologically, if you're not able to be with the family because your schedule doesn't allow it or because you just don't have the money, that's a psychological contributor to holiday blues. Sometimes people don't want to be around family, but they're being pressured to, and so that can trigger holiday blues. unrealistic expectations are a psychological contributor. You know, sometimes we hope for a perfect holiday, but holidays are like vacations. They're never perfect, but they provide some stimulation. And just basically being disappointed about not getting the outcomes you hoped for. You didn't get the gift that you wanted. You didn't get the invitation to a party you wanted to go to. All of those are psychological contributors. The financials that I mentioned a minute ago is maybe you're not able to give the gifts that you that others are expecting you to give to them because you just can't afford it. Maybe you can't travel because you don't have the money to travel, as we mentioned before. And sometimes you may want to give somebody a gift that's more extravagant than they feel like they can accept graciously, and that can cause some financial tension. And then finally, there are physical contributors, like eating the wrong kinds of food, and who doesn't do that? We're coming up on a holiday, and we're already thinking about that pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. You know, sugar, sweets, high carbs, they all lead to fatigue, mental confusion, and guilt. You know, it's changes in daily routine, like skipping your workout, causes higher levels of stress and uncertainty and confusion. And then there's all this extra physical demands that we have during the holidays. Again, a good example is Thanksgiving. The stores open at 10 p.m., and so people will start exhausting themselves right up beginning on the Thanksgiving holiday and right through all the holidays. There's a lot of extra cooking and cleaning and shopping and entertaining guests, sending out holiday cards, making presents, those kinds of things. Other physical considerations are we just get less sunshine during this time of year, and sunshine is very important for good mental health. And finally, we drink more. We increase our alcohol consumption during the holidays, and there is a relationship between feeling depressed and excessive alcohol consumption.
Today we are with Dr. Daniel Trussell, the CEO of Webstar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish, as well as Kicking Depression Out of Your Life, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So how do we prevent the holiday blues, and what's the treatment for all that?
Well, it's short-lived, and the treatment is more how we treat ourselves, by developing better coping skills and kind of taking charge of the holidays for ourselves by surrounding ourselves with supportive people. Or maybe if you're feeling lonely, get out into a crowd. You may want to volunteer for a worthwhile organization if you're feeling isolated. If there are negative people in your life, you really want to minimize being around them. Maybe you might want to connect with somebody you lost touch with that's been positive in your life in the past, and that can help build resilience when you're starting to feel the blues. I think it's really important to acknowledge and honor feelings of loss and grief and not avoid them, but to celebrate the life of those whom you've lost. You may want to start a gratitude journal, or recognize and reframe unrealistic expectations. Don't go to every function you've been invited to. Set limits and be moderate in your food and drink. Get plenty of rest and exercise. Kind of plan ahead with your budgets and priorities, and just pace yourself. Don't try to be super mom, superman, or super friend. And these are the kinds of things that really prevent the holiday blues.
Could you give our listeners some tips to preventing the holiday blues? I'm sure they would appreciate that.
Oh, sure. Well, recognize that feelings of loss is a huge, huge trigger for holiday blues. So as I mentioned before, don't push the feelings away. You may want to try a technique like creating a memory box of photos and uplifting stories and inviting other family members to add to the box for someone that you've lost. Maybe creating new traditions for your family. Maybe it's time to get out of a rut. Keep the holiday spirit alive in your home, even if you're alone, even if you only have something modest in your home, but recognize that it is alive still. Also, don't set yourself up and expect that poor relationships you've had through the rest of the year are going to improve because it's the holidays. Those relationships stay about the same as they are. Some simple things might be to perform an altruistic act for a stranger or express gratitude to them. And again, we talked about creating a budget and not going over it, and that may mean making presents instead of buying them. A really good exercise would be to write down ideas about the true meaning of year-end holidays. For example, it's about thanks. It's about new beginnings. It's about hope. It's about joy. And whatever your list is, you want to get lots of sunshine. If you can't get sunshine, sit under a light box 15 minutes a day. Light box is simply a box with a light in it that has about 2,000 lumens. And there have been a number of Scandinavian studies that demonstrate that people who do this tend to have a very positive response, especially those with seasonal affective disorder. Most important thing is to rest. Just rest. And here's kind of a fun thing to do. Before you brush your teeth in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, smile at yourself, and produce a full belly out loud laugh. That'll get you through the whole day. So those are just some ideas to help us prevent holiday blues. But it's all about being proactive, Eric. And I think that that's really the point we want to drive home today is you can take charge of the holidays and become much more satisfied with the holiday season this year than if you've experienced seasonal affective disorder or holiday blues in the past.
Certainly is helpful information. Tell us where we can get more information and also to be in contact with you online and to purchase your books.
Well, you can go to webstarbh.com. That's webstarbh.com. And there'll be a link to the How Families Flourish book and also more information about seasonal affective disorder and the holiday blues.
Very good. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Trussell, the CEO of Webstar Behavioral Health and author of How Families Flourish and Kicking Depression Out of Your Life. And the website of reference is webstarbh.com. Dr. Trussell, certainly appreciate you joining us here today on eHealth Radio, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Well, thanks for having me back, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Mental Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.